This is Twit.
And then finally, you also happen to have the Xiaomi Mi 10 Pro.
Yes.
What's the story here?
I love this phone. Probably my favorite Xiaomi phone ever. So it has probably the best haptics I've felt on an Android phone in a long time. Better than OnePlus, better than Google. It has the best speakers, the best microphone. The camera is very good. It's very fast. It has like a 90 hertz display. And the actual physical design of the phone is like not at all outdated. And MIUI, which was previously terrible, is actually really good now. So it's just a really good phone. It's expensive for a Xiaomi phone, though. It's, I believe, 999 euro.
Oh.
Yeah. So they really upped their price, but you are getting a lot for it.
999 euro at this point in time is roughly $1,084 US. So we're talking, you know, right around the OnePlus 8 premium, most premium point.
So still kind OnePlus 8 Pro S20-ish area.
Yeah, I forgot the Pro, but that is an important distinction.
Also, I forgot to mention this. This back is a matte texture, and it also has a color shift to it.
Ooh.
So it shifts between white, pink, purple, and blue, and it's a matte texture. So it's really comfortable to hold. I'm really happy they sent me the white one instead of the bluish black. It looks really good.
It kind of looks like a piano, like an ivory piano glossy thing or something.
Oh,
over the camera.
It is fantastic.
That looks nice.
I posted some pictures on my Twitter and Instagram with it, and it's a very photogenic phone. It looks really good.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these phones, man, you put just a little bit of light on them. I mean, the OnePlus 8, and the Pro, I do like the kind of matte finish of the Pro. Definitely the better choice if you don't like fingerprints. But the OnePlus 8, that kind of like iridescent, kind of glowy quality to it, like they're doing some really cool color things on, color effects on phones right now.
And I will say that it is welcome in what has been historically a sea of phones looking all the same, you know? So it's like, okay, well, if all the phones are going to have the general same, you know, not be, you know, aside from the foldables, going to have the same general, you know, kind of bezel body aesthetic, you know, make the backs look interesting, throw some color in there. You know, I think I wish that more American-based or domestic-based phones would follow this as well. I feel like, you know, OnePlus is out there and Samsung does it to a certain degree, but like, you know, I know Google has a certain design aesthetic for theirs and they're choosing kind of different colors and having the accent button, the accent color in the little side button. But right. I don't know. I would like to see more visually stunning phones out there in the world.